Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. To say the brain massage show is thought-provoking is like saying the hydrogen bomb makes a lot of noise. Both true and both way understated. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to get a massage. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. So, where do we go from here? And was this whole conspiracy thing actually planned in Rome? Battlefield assessment and a proper perspective are vital. Stay tuned. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Even with all that's gone on, Trump's approval rating is strong at 49% and holding. Now, that might not seem like much, but remember after the media beating that Bush 2 took, he left office at a 34%. And Trump has suffered a beating from MSM, the likes of which the world has never seen. I mean, the entire Democrat establishment has hounded him in a manner that transcends anything that's ever occurred in history. Add to that, we all know the polls are skewed in favor of the interests of the communists in China and their operatives here. So Trump's support is probably more likely somewhere upwards of 60. And unlike Obama's 59 end-of-term approval rating, Trump's approval is, well, not puff. It's rock solid. You see, many were afraid to not support Obama or to admit it, while in Trump's case, many are afraid to admit they do. This is important, as you shall see. We must start with the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. We know that Antifa websites called for agitators to dress as Trump supporters and blend in. Many reliable reports have confirmed that Antifa and BLM types were present. In one report, the Capitol Police actually warned some Trump supporters that, quote, hundreds of Antifa were there disguised as Trump supporters, end quote, and it was believed they planned to instigate trouble that would be blamed on the Patriots. When the police appeared to stop intrusion into the Capitol, the agitators went to work provoking the police to respond, and when innocent Trump supporters believed the Capitol Police was targeting them, well, some of them, foolishly, began to fight back, exactly what the Marxists wanted. However, what the MSM et al. Refused to report is that the Trump supporters, many of them, were trying to stop the violence, some at risk to their lives. I watched one guy trying to stop the crowd from throwing things at the police, and he was practically thrown off the steps. No doubt, some Trump supporters did get caught up in the mob fever, and there's one theory running around out there that there were some Trump supporters embedded in there that were going to run out an operation to confiscate laptops from the desks of some of these Democrats. We'll see. Anyway, it is partly what I feared. The mixture of patriots with the anarchists in a scene like what developed on the Capitol steps could only lead to trouble. The foolish patriots who participated in this, they made a huge mistake. I mean, those that got involved in the rioting behavior. As soon as the violence began breaking out, patriots should have immediately moved away and separated themselves from the rioters. Friend, this is a political coup, and it needs to remain so. Trust me, if Trump does come out of this the winner, well, the real insurrectionists in this game will come out and be exposed, and that could very well be the time to fight in defense of our country. Also, notice the timing of the outbreak. Just as the first objections were being heard on the floor, that's when the outbreak began? Well, you'd think Trump supporters would be saying, hurrah! I think it was coordinated. I believe these Soros thugs were hired and queued up to stop the objectors. You see, our enemy understands the Republican Party very well. They know that it does not take much to cower them. I mean, generally, not all of them. They know they can manipulate their sensitivity to fair play and their abhorrence for violence. On the other hand, the Democrats have no such scruples, you know. Fair play, that means nothing to them. It's like Jordan said, The Democrats know full well the Constitution was violated in their effort to steal this election, and they don't care. The violence instigated by Soros thugs successfully upset the members of Congress, derailed a clear-headed hearing for Cruz's proposal that Congress agree to an investigation into the allegations of fraud in order to show the American people, I mean the millions of patriots who believe the election was dirty, it would help clear away, clear the air, so to speak, so we could then move forward with at least some hopes of unity, at least with regard to the integrity of our elections in America. I think the proposition would likely have been rejected, but it certainly would have added further light to the depth of depravity into which the Democrat Party has sank. But now we'll never know. This is important because, well, it's like I've said so many times, we cannot use Satan's devices to advance our cause. God will never support that. The violent take the kingdom by force and farce. We must not get drawn into his devices. It won't work for us. Truth is our weapon, and it will march on. Furthermore, reports are coming out about some Capitol Police using excessive force on old men and women and children, beating them with their batons. Well, I'll have to look into that. Instead of the per usual, you know, creating a phalanx and pushing people back slowly as they walk and so on, a wicked usurper Joe Biden made a statement. Yeah, he spoke up about this particular protest. He's sure that if it were BLM activists, that, well, then we all know they would have been treated differently. My wife shot back, yeah, he's right. They would have been treated differently. They would have been allowed to besiege the buildings, attack the police with Molotov firebombs while, you know, setting up a perameter there and laying siege and all that while MSM and Zuckerberg fact checkers blather on about how we almost understand the oppression from white people caused this and, yeah, and how that the protest was, after all, mostly peaceful. And I would say the 500,000 plus protesters were mostly peaceful, wouldn't you? And I would say the fear that our Constitution is being betrayed is a pretty good reason for patriots to be very emotionally charged and concerned. And friend, this isn't some made up thing like this BLM nonsense. It's a fact. Nevertheless, the rules for patriots are different from the rules for radicals. I need to write a pamphlet laying out the rules for patriots and dedicate it to Jesus Christ, in contradistinction to Alinsky's rules for radicals and its dedication to Lucifer. I have a chapter in my book, Rules of Engagement. It would be a good start. And that's God's war, by the way, why Christians should rule the world, the case for Christian involvement in every sphere of civil and social life. I still cannot get clear information on how the reconvened joint session proceeded. But we all know the outcome. And we really shouldn't be surprised at that. I hoped Cruz's petition would have been received, at least heard out. I hope it was, but I didn't expect it would be approved or accepted. The wicked must be expected to do wickedly. After all, they did steal the election, and they did it knowingly. And did anyone really expect they were going to suddenly have a moment of honesty and agree that it would be better for the nation if Congress allowed an honest investigation into millions of Americans' concerns about fraud, allegations of fraud in this election? Of course, they're not going to do that. I mean, the very last thing they want is an examination of what they did in the light of truth. They must keep it hidden, you know, in darkness and in shadows, which is the reason they orchestrated the fake insurrection. They wanted to warn representatives and senators of what's coming if they don't get their way. And these people remind me of a two-year-old tantrum that screams and stomps and goes red in the face and it even passes out until you give in to their demands. You know, you'll have no peace until you give in and give up. But with these devils, you need to understand they're not two-year-olds. All right? This tantrum will turn into a full court press of oppression to make certain that we Christians never, ever try this again. That's what this is about. Make no mistake about it. So like it or not, the culture war has turned into at present, a cold civil war, which I fear can break out into a hot civil war unless law and order are restored. I mean, based on the Constitution and the rights and liberties of all Americans, and that our elections are restored so that Americans can actually trust them. You see, one thing is for certain, the American people will stand down for a clear and honest election, no matter who won. But they're not going to accept a stolen election. So let me conclude the first segment with a bit of encouragement. I'll be speaking to the issues, all of these issues, Sunday morning and evening. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah. He said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Isaiah 26:3. There are three things that will never change. God is on his throne. He rules as sovereign over all his creation. Jesus Christ is King of kings of heaven and of earth, and he never changes. He hates oppression, deceit, and violence as much today as ever he has. Second, he always has a remnant that he never forsakes. And then third, our mission remains the same, no matter what else changes. As for his protection of the remnant, consider his promise through the prophet Isaiah. God keeps, that is, he protects, he maintains, he watches over, he tends all of his own in perfect peace. Not the imperfect kind that might come from vain hopes and distractions of various kinds, but the kind of peace that will sustain you through even the most turbulent and distressing circumstances. And who are the beneficiaries of this perfect peace? Well, those whose minds are stayed, fixed, set, resting upon him. Get your head with your head, Christ, and your mind will be settled down. The reason is that those who do this trust in God. We've got to trust in God. Pensive Pence, for example, turned his back on us, right? And that's too bad. Pence is right. You know, the legislature is the body that is charged to take care of the fraudulent electors, and that was his excuse for not doing as Trump advised him. So my question to Pensive Pence is that, in that case, sir, why did you ignore the requests of multiple state legislatures who asked you to delay the electoral certification until they had time to complete their investigation, their constitutionally appointed responsibility? You see, no, Pensive Pence, it's not about the Constitution and your concern that the legislature is the body that is directed to address the qualifications of electors, because the Constitution says state legislators do that, and legislatures from the states of the disputed electors asked you to delay the certification until they could verify their electors, and that would have solved a whole lot of problems, sir, and you ignored them, so far as I know. I mean, I cannot find any response from you to them or to their letters, and whatever argument you came up with to ignore their request. My point is that we cannot trust in men. We cannot trust in their chariots. We cannot trust in their horses. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we rely upon the name of the Lord our God. That doesn't mean we do not look to these men who are made, appointed by the people, to be stewards of the power of the people, who have been charged to conduct the people's business according to the law. The fact that we do not ultimately put our trust in men does not mean we do not look to them to do their job and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. But it does mean that we don't implicitly, that is without qualification or absolutely, trust them. Because like Jesus said, we know what is in man. So while we are disappointed and sometimes shocked when men fail us, when the wicked in this nation violate the Constitution and use means to steal an election, and then virtually every court betrays their duty to uphold the Constitution, and when SCOTUS fails to do their constitutional duty, and when state legislatures fumble about ineptly in the use of their constitutional power, as I've explained elsewhere, and when those with power refuse to use it to stop the wicked, when even our fellow patriots fumble about, make mistakes like they did in January 6th in this at the Capitol, and it all comes down to one last official person with the power given to him by God to check the rise of wickedness in our land. And look, even if he ultimately fails us, guess what? God never fails us. We can always trust in him. So with this as the background, I'm going to talk to you about the Christmas surprise and what very well might be that standard we've been waiting for the Lord to raise up against the flood. Remember, he promised that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Hold on. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I'll have to jump right into this if I hope to get enough of the information out there for you so you can know how to pray. Keep in mind now, the deep state is desperate. Listen, they control almost every lever of power in the country right now, but they know there are serious patriots at work who are moving closer and closer to exposing them. So let me bring you up to speed. Here are my sources. Go to brainmassage.net, find show number 812. Download my show notes, you'll find all the links. Allow me to begin with a court case developing in Rome, Italy, where Arturo D'Elia, I'm not doing my Latin well. Anyway, this fellow gave testimony under oath regarding his own part in helping the deep state in America, specifically mentions officials from America, steal the election from the American people. Now, this is not one of those brain massage teasers I sometimes use. This court case began, I think it was January 6th, might have been sooner, and it's something Trump has known was coming since Christmas Eve. I was first apprised of it about a week ago, but I had to do some research to verify. And when I learned the witness had actually been taken into custody under some false charge, pretense, and then on the stand began giving his testimony. Well, I felt it was time to bring it to the show. So listen carefully. The setting, Leonardo S.P.A. It's the name of a company in Italy that specializes in cybersecurity. This Italian-based company was awarded a $1 billion contract for cybersecurity, intelligence, and other defense contracts by the United States in fiscal year 2020. This company is the 10th largest defense contractor in the world and the third largest in Europe. Now, Leonardo operates several advanced military-grade satellites. Now, you can think cyber warfare here. And these are owned by Italy and allegedly under the specific provenance of the Vatican. A senior IT employee of Leonardo, one Mr. Arturo D'Elia, I'm just going to say Arturo from here on, since arrested, by the way, for his own safety, we're told, was the head of the IT department of Leonardo S.P.A., and he tells a harrowing story. Now, I'll begin by reading his attorney's sworn affidavit testifying to his client's sworn confession. Swearing under oath that this report is a true and faithful statement from the witness, Professor Alfio D'Urso, who is the advocate lawyer of Via Vittorio Emanuele Catania, he gives his address, testifies to the affidavit of facts as conveyed to him in several meetings that he had with a high-level Army Security Services official. And he offers that report. Quote, Arturo, former head of the IT department of Leonardo S.P.A., has been charged by the public prosecutor of Naples for technology data manipulation and implantation of viruses in the main computers of Leonardo S.P.A. in December of 2020. D'Elia has been deposed, and that means he was interrogated under oath, by the presiding judge in Naples, and in sworn testimony states, on 4 November 2020, under instruction and direction of U.S. persons working from the U.S. Embassy in Rome, he undertook the operation to switch data from the U.S. elections of 3 November 2020 from significant margin of victory for Donald Trump to Joe Biden in a number of states where Joe Biden was losing the vote totals. The defendant stated he was working in the Pescara facility of Leonardo S.P.A. and utilized military-grade cyber warfare encryption capabilities to transmit switched votes via military satellite of the Fucino Tower to Frankfurt, Germany. The defendant swears that the data, in some cases, may have been switched to represent more than total voters registered. You know, this is just translated from Italian into English, so there's some language is a little bit stilted for us, but you get the sense of it. And by the way, that statement is something we can verify since 153 million are registered in America, and we counted 158 million votes. So, he goes on. The defendant has stated he is willing to testify to all individuals and entities involved in the switching of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden when he shall be in total protection for himself and his family. Defendant states he has secured in an undisclosed location the backup of the original data and data switched upon instruction to provide evidence at court in this matter. End quote. And then it concludes, I hereby declare and swear the above stated facts have been stated in my presence, dated this 6th day of January 2021 at Rome, Italy, general affidavit and so on. This was presented to Trump on Christmas Eve, I understand, by Mary Zach and her husband in a meeting at Mar-a-Lago that was set up by Tiffany. This with corroborating testimony, I understand, has also been delivered to some trusted representatives, senators, and to other officials. They had it January 6th. What they did with it, I don't know. This news is breaking out in Italy. Of course, Leonardo S.P.A. has been apprised of it, and they very quickly set out to destroy the credibility of the witness. He has been arrested on what he and his attorney claims are false charges of hacking into Leonardo and stealing airplane schematics and some other tools. But there are two things to keep in mind. First, he came forward with this testimony before the arrest. And second, he did say he kept backups of the original data. So I understand that there are some patriots in Italy who love America. And there's even talk like it's time to pay America back for helping us during World War II. But anyway, here we go. In other news, Prime Minister Conte is implicated in this conspiracy. And Germany and Switzerland. And there's a China connection here with Conte and a Soros connection. And it's all there. It just keeps getting weirder and weirder, but I need to work toward a conclusion here. Look, I understand that Trump has spent some hours in closed session with some serious supporters working out which of the several options available to them he might use to move forward now. It is interesting how aggressively Pelosi and company are working to get insurrection charges brought up against Trump. You notice that? When in fact, the insurrectionists are the Democrats and their cohorts in the deep state. And they are trying furiously to pressure him into declaring a concession so that they're even taking some things he says and turning them into a concession. The hypocrisy of the left has become so commonplace and so expected, we're liable to miss that there is method to their madness. They are pressing their advantage right now and pressing it hard to keep Trump from actually discovering fully and finally what it is they've been up to. This conspiracy in Rome, Italy, by the way, was hatched something like 8 months before the election. Yeah, this has been a very well-planned international coup with operational headquarters, it seems, and ironically, from a prophecy point of view, set up in Rome. With the whole Russia collusion thing being a clever color revolution ploy, and I brought that out before, to set us up to dismiss as absurd any allegations of a multinational hack job in our election. This is serious stuff, folks, and a very serious, wicked flood has risen in our land. An effort to take the kingdom by violence is underway. We need the sort of evidence we're talking about here that was put in front of Trump on Christmas Eve to strip the curtains back and put it all in front of the American people, and that needs to happen now. So Trump can act in defense of the Constitution and stop Obama's planned coup. You got time to go into the depth of all this, but it draws Obama in there too. He said he imagined, you know, how it would be with him in his robe calling the shots to whoever stood as his front, acting like the president when he was actually pulling the strings. And he'll have that with either Biden or Harris. Here comes Obama's third term, folks, something you didn't know you were voting for, when he will initiate the plan to fundamentally transform the America he hates into a socialist, communist, CCP satellite. But maybe not everyone in Italy and Switzerland and Germany is ready to kneel to the red flag of Xi Jinping. Pray that this whole thing will blow up. I mean, like, soon. By the way, you know, they tried to blow up the RNC headquarters there in D.C. on January 6th. But the bomb was detected and detonated, so it was real, by the way. Let's pray the spiritual bomb of light will explode over America, bringing all of this into the open and expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Pray, soldiers. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Or you can go to our website. We've got several, but the one I'm directing you to lately is godswar2020.com. I know we're in 2021, but this particular war I'm talking about got launched in 2020. So godswar2020.com, and you can have access to all kinds of stuff there. You can get my book there, by the way, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, the case for Christian involvement in every sphere of social and civil life. And you can also call me or email me right directly from that site. Please get in touch and stay in touch. And my friend, God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. You know, I appreciate Diane Howe and the work she's doing. Saturday, January 9, 2021, Victory for Trump Arroyo Grande Freedom Rally from 11 to 12 on the corner of Grand Avenue and Oak Park. Bring your flags and signs or borrow one of ours. I've got a few complications in my schedule, but I'm going to try to be there. In any event, all of you who are in the sound of my voice, if you can possibly be there, show up and show your support, your continued support for the Constitution of the United States, my dear friends. And again, God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God, and when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. Are you ready for a renewed experience of God with a fresh encounter this year? Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. Get ready to encounter God and know that He is real. Join the Lighthouse Congregation for Dr. Scheidbach's series, Kingdom Power by Prayer and Fasting, Wednesday evenings from 7 to 7:45 p.m. Go to GodsWar2020.com.